I just let them hang out there on their own. Well, sometimes we feel that way, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Thankfully, the mercy and goodness of God tracks us down. Somebody, one of the early preachers called it the hounds of heaven. The hounds of heaven tracking us down with the goodness of God. And we do include that song a lot because it is a great song as well about the blessings. We're going to work that in today because that is a song that just really struck me as being a testimony over the Higgins family, is of the blessing of God that goes from generation to generation. You know, the Word of God does say that, the plan of the enemy and the DNA of sin is to continue to the third and the fourth generation. But the grace of God, when it breaks in on a family, the scripture says that the righteous and the righteousness of God will go to 1,000 generations. And so when you're thinking about, sin sure is, wickedness sure is everywhere, and what's happened in my family and the abuse that we dealt with and the struggles that we've had, it just keeps passing. Let me tell you, as soon as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords steps into your life, God begins to transform the condition of your family, and the spiritual DNA is transformed by the power of God. So if you are walking with Jesus this morning, I don't want you to think that you're under the curse of the law in the past, because you are a new creation. You're a brand new man, brand new woman. And yes, God may do some inner healing. He may bring some deliverance in different areas of your life. But just know this, you are on a new journey, and it brings liberty and deliverance and new beginnings to your whole household. And I love it that Joshua, even under the first covenant, said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I can just hear someone saying, oh, but you can't say that for your kids. Well, I sure can say it over my kids. Mm-hmm. I sure can speak it into the heavens. I sure can declare it to them. I sure can stand in faith in that kind of a way over my family. And I do that. I do that. I know my mother. She was a woman of prayer. And Mom, I would hear her praying, Father God, you didn't give me any one of these children to populate hell. Father, I didn't give birth to any of these children to populate hell. Every one of my children are going to spend eternity with Jesus. And that is just the way it is. And Mom, she prayed until she prayed through on every one of our kids. And you don't hear much about praying through, but the old timers talked about praying through. That's when you pray through all the obstacles of the enemy, and you will not take no for an answer, and you simply press in and exercise your faith until the peace of God grabs you, arrests you, and surrounds you, and completely infiltrates every shadow in your heart, and you are confident that God is going to fulfill his word. And that's the way my mom was, and right up into the last years of her life, even with some dementia and some Alzheimer's, she didn't know who I was, but she sure knew who her God was. And she would spend hours in prayer, and she didn't start doing that when she was in the nursing home. She started praying many, many, many years before. She would tell me, you know, I went to Sunday school in the Baptist church, and I was saved in a Baptist church. And she said the day came when God really got a hold of me, and God really got a hold of her. Listen, if God's really got a hold of you, give your family to God today. Trust God with your family, and trust God with your business. Trust God with your journey today for wisdom, guidance, and direction, and he will certainly bring that into your household. Karen, we need to give the phone numbers out. We have one caller online. We have other lines that are available and open.
Yep, you can call us at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
Well, this next song, Beautiful Day, is a song that I believe this was brought to us by our Caribbean friends, isn't that right?
That's exactly
right. That's exactly right. Well, let's go to it. Beautiful Day. In Jesus' name, have a beautiful day.
This morning I woke up and I looked in the mirror, and every part of my body was in place. Many people died and never saw this day. So another day I live, I appreciate. Don't ever wanna ask too high or mighty, cause tomorrow I can fall down on my face. Doing everything, Lord, I give you praise, and that puts a smile on my face. Lord, I thank you for sunshine, thank you for rain, thank you for joy, thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day, beautiful day, it's a beautiful day, yeah. Don't fuss and fight, let us unite, keep up our lives, oh, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day, yeah. So when do I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death? Then I was feeling no evil won't be this way. When I see the clock ticking away and things are not in place, everything in life happens for a reason. Disappointment comes with a lesson. It's a need to get wiser, got to work harder. In the end, it will get better. Sunshine, thank you for rain, thank you for joy, thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day, it's a beautiful day. day. Don't force it down, let us sit down. We got one life, so let's make it right. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
David, open us up. We have a lot of theological conversations going on here in the studio this morning.
We always do.
In the morning.
Yep.
Karen's off on a good word. Let's get the phone number out. We're looking for your call.
772-221-1100. That is the number to call. 772-221-1100.
We'll be back in just a moment for some of Karen's wisdom.
Yes.
You're going to be coming right out here.
To prove your love for me.
My tribute.
The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all to thee.
Peace.